Hang on, you go grab some nutritional yeast.
Ew.
Preference it for a vaccinated person versus an unvaccinated person. That's something that is always wide.
Oh, this bitch crazy. NFL.
Playoff time, baby. Speaking of the commissioners, podcast, week one of the playoffs. Got Drew and Frankie here. No Mike and Alex for the guest pick finale. I was going to spitball this with you two while we're on the pod here. We should have them on for championship week. Yep. They only pick the championship game, and we'll like flip a coin to see who picks first.
I love it. I love
just
that.
Winner take all one game. Perfect. For no prize.
Perfect.
All right. And then some other major business to get to, season picks. So, Drew, you finished the regular season 42-36. Pretty solid, above 500. Frank,
let's go.
You went 5-1 last week.
Oh,
you finished 46-32.
Oh.
I went 3-3 last week. I finished 46-32.
Oh my God.
Tied. So,
Frank's gone.
Wow, I wonder if he missed the announcement.
That's it. Frank's done. Brandon wins.
I think Frankie dropping the call means that I won. We'll see if he jumps back on. We'll figure out a tiebreaker. Oh, here he is.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea, guys.
Did you hear me, Frank?
Briefly.
We tied on the season picks.
Oh, no, we didn't.
46-32. Tied.
Fucking nice. Nice job by me.
Yeah, you went 5-1. I went 3-3. So now do we pick these four games, winner take all now again? This week, playoff week one.
Wait, am I out of it?
Yeah, well, yeah. If me and Frank continue, then you can continue. Sure.
So do you just want to keep going till the
all the way through? Just start the play, doing through the playoffs?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, I guess we might as well.
I mean, we have to pick the games anyways for the podcast, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, two birds, sweet. One stone.
All right, so let's jump right into it then. We're going to start with the consolation bracket because, you know, no one cares about that. Get that out of the way quickly. Mitch, 5-9, lost 6 games in a row versus Elijah, Dak, and the Ankle Breakers. 4-10, lost 2 in a row. Mitch, if you go to, like, the coaching breakdowns on the website, he's, like, number one. He's, like, top 5 in true coaching, like points for all that shit. He just got screwed on points against. Sucks to suck. I hate to say that maybe we talked it into existence, but maybe we did.
I hope
get fucked. Get fucked, Mitch. This matchup, I'm just going to take a quick little peek at this now that these count more for us than just I would have just breezed through these, but now that we're actually keeping track of our records, I got to do this legit. Mitch has got a good team. He puts up a ton of points. I don't love Darnell Mooney or Cole Kmet or Kenny Galladay. I don't love any of those people. He's doing wide receiver 2 down to tight end. And Cole Kmet's also sick, non-COVID apparently. Elijah, Melvin Gordon. Did Melvin Gordon like snap last week?
He
recently?
Did.
2 weeks ago, I think, when he beat me. That's just how things were.
Last week, 23 points.
Oh, that's not bad.
He practiced, so that was good. I hate Melvin Gordon and A.J. Dillon, but Aaron Jones, Drew's running back, we'll get to that later, also has an illness. Elijah's starting DeAndre Hopkins, who is out at wide receiver. He could sub in Tyler Boyd or Russell Gage or Van Jefferson. I don't know. I think Mitch finally, just because the ultimate kick in the dick that he just goes on a tear throughout the consolation bracket and wins the consolation bracket, so I'm going to go Mitch. Drew dropped the call, so Frank, what do you got?
You know, this is tricky coming into the consolation bracket because I feel like some people just don't give a shit.
Absolutely, because we have no punishment. And that's not because we haven't tried. There's only one person in the history of the league who's done a last place punishment, and that is Vice Commissioner Mordasky.
You're welcome.
So congrats for that. Next year, we're going to come hard. We're going to have a real punishment. You don't do it, you're out of the league.
Yeah.
You're cut.
Yeah, cut from the league. So Frank.
So I guess looking at this, yeah, so Hopkins isn't playing. Diggs hasn't been great as of late, I feel. I don't like his running backs, as you had mentioned. I think Mitch is gonna win this one. He's gonna end the 6-game losing streak, which is tough.
And he's gonna win all his games in the consolation bracket, I guarantee it. All right, Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't care. Fuck Mitch. I'm taking Elijah.
Love that. You're behind anyways, so you gotta pick against us.
Yep.
All right, next matchup, second consolation bracket matchup. Glizzy Goblins, 5-9, lost one to end the season versus Denver Dabbers. Matt, lost five, didn't set his lineup last week. Don't think he's going to do it this week. I'm going to put us all down for the Glizzy Goblins.
Toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Unless anyone has any objections to that.
No, sir.
Oh, God.
Dude, everyone has COVID.
I might have COVID.
The Browns are down to their third string quarterback. They have like 20 starters out this week, and they're going to make them play.
Dude, they've canceled so many Premier League games. It's crazy.
Matt's they should really not
cancel this season, this week of the season.
All right. I guess we'll all take Glizzy here. I think Matt's really not going to change anything.
No, and he even had the fresh response, well, there's no punishment for last place, so just fucking you wait, Matt.
I'm going to take a shit in his driveway.
Next year, the punishment is going to be so severe that Matt better be playing all the way through the season.
Tuned in.
All right, now we're in the playoffs. Shotness Monster Joff won three to end the season and get in the playoffs. He's hot versus Frank Joe's on at plus four. Jeez. Just barely squeezed onto that playoff spot. The four-five matchup. Looking at the two teams here, I mean, Justin Herbert, hot. Nick Chubb, there's no other good players in the Browns. I don't know if having four offensive linemen out will hurt him, probably a little bit, but I think he's going to get the ball 35 times. And with that volume, you know he's going to be good. Josh Jacobs against the Browns defense also has no players. They'll probably be good.
Frankie, your team.
Dude, I don't want to talk about it.
I'll get into it here in a second. I don't love Mike Evans and Sterling Shepard. Mike Evans, just there's too many weapons on Tampa Bay. Mark Andrews, last week when the Browns played the Ravens, they just didn't cover him a single time. 11 targets, 11 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. So hopefully Green Bay learns from that and just covers the best player on Baltimore. Lamar Jackson also out, but Huntley looked better than Lamar Jackson. So good for you, Sean. You got a better quarterback now. That's pretty sick. No defense in for Joff yet. I do think he's going to change that since he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, he Frank, picked up the Vikings today. So
okay, Frank. Well, you got Zeke against the Giants. That could be good.
Nah, Zeke sucks.
Yeah, he does. Well,
but Tony's injured too. He tore something in his foot.
Plantar fasciitis. Oh, that's bad. Okay. Yeah. So Zeke will do good. Sony Michel, does he get carries?
The Rams running back Henderson has been out the past two games, so he's been getting all the workload. So if he's out again,
doing good.
Yeah, he got 20 points one week, and then he only got 8 points last week. But
that's not bad. No. Tyler Lockett, is he going to play with COVID?
So he just got diagnosed today, and he's been popping off the last 2 weeks, surprisingly. So that's great. You so just love to see play. That.
The league did change the rules today. If you're asymptomatic, you only have to have one negative test, but it's not going to matter. It's too late. You don't have another wide receiver, huh?
I'll move Osborne, I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay. You put Osborne up there, and then you could pop in a little Jeff Wilson.
I'm thinking Penny. Penny? Yeah. Chase Edmonds actually might be back this week, and I think James Conner is hurt. So I don't hate that either.
You have some options, Frank. I think this is going to be a close game. I know you're going to pick yourself, so because of that, I'm going to pick Jesse. Well, I don't know you're going to pick yourself. You've been known to not do that this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Jesse in this one. Drew, what do you think?
I think Frank's a big cuck. I think he's probably not going to pick himself. So I'm going to go with Frank this game. So hopefully I can oppose you too. But really, I think there's going to be a big fucking throw up. I think Jesse or Ryan or whoever shot in this monster really is going to have a good week though. And this one is going to be one I'm going to tune into.
This game's going to be a wet fart. All right, Frank, what do you think?
So I guess I am going to go with myself. I picked myself last week. I tried talking myself into it. It just didn't happen. I really want to play the Patriots defense because they're fucking unbelievable. But the smart thing really is to play the Dolphins against the Jets, I feel. Yeah. So
yes,
I'm going to do that. I'm going to regret it. I hope Debo Samuel. I hope Travis Kelce has a huge night today. He's only had 27 yards the past two games. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I'm going to go with myself.
Frank, you know what? It's playoff time. You got to have confidence in your boys. You got to show them that you think they can get it done. So I think that's the right choice. Next matchup.
Sean, get fucked!
Yep. Confidence, Bishop Sycamore, 11-3, 1-2 to end the season versus Andrew, 09, 7-7, one last week to secure his spot.
Baby. Yeah, baby.
Sean's going Tua over the Jets, which I would have hated earlier in the year. But honestly, I think he's been doing decent lately, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's horrible. He hasn't been bad, yeah.
No, he's been serviceable. He hasn't been snapping under 20 the past, like, four or five games. I hate Devontae Freeman, Baltimore running back against Green Bay. I think Baltimore is going to get absolutely bent over the barrel and face-fucked this week. Sorry about that, Sean. That's a double whammy for you. I don't think he's going to do very well. Jonathan Taylor, Patriots defense, shuts down running backs. They did against Nick Chubb. They're nasty. I don't think this is a good matchup day for Sean, except I do like Hunter Renfrow against the Browns, who are down three safeties, a corner, maybe two corners. So that's probably good. James Robinson doesn't get the ball anymore. Maybe now they have a new coach, he will. Drew's got his entire team questionable. So shifting over there.
A lot of cues over there.
I don't. Fuck. I don't like either of your guys' teams this week.
Yeah.
I don't.
I live in uncertainty, brother.
I don't. Drew, I want you to win because I think you're going to – I wouldn't have to see either of you guys until the finals based off the bracket. So, actually, I don't care. Neither of y'all are making the finals. I'm going to go – I got to go with confidence because I love when I don't sleep on him and he loses. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, so Drew had a big fucking week last week.
He did.
The triple stack. Oh,
quad
my
God. Stack.
The quad
stack. The quad, the defense. Can't forget about that. Yep. They're going to go after it again this week. Tony Pollard, I mean, I hope he's hurt for my sake, but you got anyone else you can throw in there?
I don't.
No.
I mean, I could throw T. Patrick in there.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Drew in this one.
Let's go.
So the funny thing is I was like, I think the Packers are going to literally bend the Ravens over barrel and face fuck them, and Drew has the entire Packers team, and I didn't pick him.
I know.
So a little circular logic by me there. Drew, what do you think?
This week, Sean is going to sit down at the TV. It's going to be Sunday. It's going to be 4 p.m. He's going to turn it on. He's going to have his fucking number 8 jersey on. It's going to be
purple.
He's going to be looking like a fucking idiot. He's going to watch the Ravens get absolutely fucking pummeled by the Packers. Sean, I'm going to be sitting back with a pack of 27s. Open that motherfucking Sean pack, baby. Let's go 09 this week. Hell yeah.
Damn. That makes me almost want to pick Sean, but it's almost more disrespectful to pick him. So that's why I did that. Good luck, though, Sean. I do think maybe you'll win. We'll see. So that's all we got this week. Big week next week. The two number one seeds, Cormac and myself, will have to actually play a game. You love to do that in the quarterfinals, the semifinals. So yeah, that's all I got. Do you guys have anything for us here?
Week one? Yeah, I do. It is in fact the quarterfinals
next week.
This week.
Yes. Okay. So.
Correct.
On that note, boys.
Drew for commissioner.
Drew for commissioner.
How about that? All the commissioner's office in the playoffs.
This has got to be the first
about
time,
that.
Right?
Collusion.
Because, I mean, I make the playoffs every year. Frankie does. Drew has been up and down. So I don't know. I don't think this has ever happened
before. Drew's won the league, though. So
yeah, you 2015.
2009.
I've won the league. Brendan, I think you haven't won
it. I have not won the league.
Maybe this is your year.
This is my year, and then we'll all have rings. And then we'll order some rings with the years engraved on them.
Oh, yeah.
With all the winnings that I get when I win the league this year. All right, boys.
Peace, guys.
All right, guys.
Love y'all. Peace.
Peace.